Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your spiritual kickoff for the week. Now, we're going to be digging into the book of Matthew, okay? Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. But what it says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who has built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet, it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. Guys, love that scripture. We'll dig into that. So now, first of all, where's Matthew? We need to know this stuff, guys. Matthew is the first book of the New Testament, okay? So you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the Gospels. Matthew is the very first one. So if you go in your Bible, it's pretty clear on where the New Testament starts. Matthew's going to be at the very beginning, okay? Now, this scripture is actually towards the end of the Sermon on the Mount. Okay, now a lot of guys, you've heard this, the Sermon on the Mount. It's a couple chapters in Matthew. It is wonderful. It has a ton of insight. Go read it. But this is getting towards the end of it, okay? And for me, what precedes this verse, okay, is the scariest verse in the Bible for me personally. As it says, that's when Jesus says, I never knew you, okay? And that's basically saying for those who do not know him as Lord, right? That kind of goes back to you can't just be a good guy again in heaven, right? So anyway, we're going to dig into this scripture, and I want to consider two verbs, because Jesus gives pretty clear two verbs that he lays out and he's commanding us to do, okay? The first verb is to listen. And the second verb is that he actually says put into practice. Well, that you can equate that to just act, right? Do something, okay? Now, starting with the listen, that's the hardest part. That is the hardest part for us guys. I get it. You know, how often we're just not quiet enough to actually listen to hear what he's trying to tell us, right? Or we do listen and we don't like what he does say, and we try to force things on our own instead of trying to do it his way. Now, is it just me, or is this resonating with some of you guys, right? Listening is so hard. You know, it's a skill you have to really work at. And this goes in your marriage, this goes in your career, just goes in your finances, everywhere. You need to practice really intentional listening so that you can understand what people are trying to tell you and so you can learn and discern and grow. You know, if you're always chattering, chat, you will never be able to discern what God is trying to tell you. So it's really, he's very clear right here. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, we have to be actively listening to understand. Then he tells us what? We've got to act. We've got to act. Too many men, you know what to do, but they never actually put it into action, right? I equate this to changing oil in a car. You may know all the details of what you need to do, the tools you need to get, the supplies, where the oil pan is, the plug, all the process, where the oil filter is. You may know everything in and out on how to do it, okay? But if you don't actually get your hands dirty and get your tools and get underneath that car and get to working, the oil's not going to change itself. You got to actually do it. You know, the pews on Sundays, they're full of men that hear and don't act. Remember what James says. James, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. In 1:22, he says, be a doer, not just a hearer. So be a doer of the word, not just a hearer, right? Because, I mean, he is very clear. He needs us to act. Now, what does he say as we keep digging through the scripture? He says, well, we'll be like the wise man who builds his house on the rock, right? And guess what the rock is, guys? Jesus. He is our rock. He is a firm foundation, right? And if we keep him at the center of everything we do, everything, we can stand firm in the trials and the storms that are going to come. I've told you guys, trials, I got three philosophies. You're either in one, which sucks. You're coming out of one, hallelujah. Or you're getting ready to go into one, I'm praying for you. I mean, that's really it. That's the three scenarios, right? But if we have Jesus as our rock, we can withstand the storm no matter what. We're going to be able to. And just think about, you know, we went to the beach this year. A lot of you guys, I know we travel to the ocean and things like that. When you go to the ocean, you see these oceanfront homes. Their foundations are usually different than a standard home, right? Their foundations are what? They're deeper. They really sink deep into the ground because they're trying to get a good, firm, solid foundation in rock, if they can, so that when the winds come, the hurricanes come, when the hurricane season comes and it starts pounding and you have 100 plus mile an hour winds, you have to have a firm foundation. And you know what? The houses that are built right and they have that firm foundation, they can withstand those storms because it's going to come. And the storms are going to come, but they'll be able to withstand them. You'll be able to see versus the houses that don't have the firm foundation. You know what? They're probably not going to make it through those storms. You know, so we have to make sure that we're building everything in our life centers around Christ. And that means we have to humble ourselves, not living for what we desire, but for what Christ desires for us. But we have to be able to hear the word and hear him say, you know what? You have to slow down and give him a chance, and you have to listen. Give him a chance to speak, but you got to listen. And then once he actually tells you something, you got to take action, guys. So we got to take action. We got to be sharing the good news with others. We have to be actually getting out there, evangelizing, trying to save souls. We cannot just sit here and just be hearers of the word, right? We got to share that with others. Embrace the uncomfortable feeling and get after it. I mean, that's what he's trying to tell you right here. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is a wise man. And I know you guys want to be wise. We all want that. We all strive for wisdom. Don't just let this stuff fall on deaf ears. Get out there and make it happen. All right. So again, this scripture is powerful. I love it. Matthew 7:24-25. Go check it out, highlight it in your Bible, and think about this week. What do you need to be doing to start actually hearing the word of God? And then what is he telling you right now to do that you haven't done? You just got to act. You got to actually put it into practice. That's the hard part. All right, guys. Now come on back on Wednesday. So what you can expect Wednesday? I'm going to be diving deep, okay, into the topic of marriage. I'm going to tell you what. Marriage is something these days that we completely have gotten off track as a society, but the Christian worldview, the way that God has designed marriage is beautiful. And I got a guy, he's going to be talking about magnetic marriages, not just good marriages. I want you guys to have amazing just phenomenal marriages, right? And again, this scripture we went through today points to building our life on the rock of Jesus, right? And if he's the foundation of our marriage as well, guys, you're going to be able to withstand it because the storms are going to come in your marriage. They're going to come. If you have it centered, if you had the foundation right, you'll be able to withstand it. All right, guys. The question I have for you this week, do you have a magnetic marriage? I mean, a truly magnetic marriage, not just checking the box, not just roommates. No, we don't want roommates. We want intimacy. We want connection, communication, partnership. That's not roommates. So make sure you come back to the Wednesday episode. I'll tell you what, we're going to dig deep. You're not going to be disappointed, guys. So there you go. So now I know that there may be guys, maybe some girls listening as well, who have not actually accepted Christ as their Savior. So on the line within us, on the spiritual kickoffs, we just want to share that good news with you. You know, and the news is this, all right? First of all, we need to recognize one thing, is that we're all sinners and we all fall short of the glory of God. That's it. And there's nothing we can do, unfortunately, to overcome that. There's nothing. There's nothing you can do. You can't be a good person and make your way into heaven because hell is going to be full of good people. It is. And if there wasn't another way, it would be tragic. But guess what? There is a way to get into heaven. And his name is Jesus. Jesus came. He was born of a virgin. He lived here on earth in one of these shells that we're walking around in a humanly form. He was fully God, fully man. And he showed us, he taught us, and he showed us the path to heaven. And it's through him. And then we crucified him. We nailed him on a cross. And why do we do that? Ultimately, to pay for our sin. He was the sacrifice, the Lamb of God. Okay. You guys will hear that a lot. The Lamb of God. All right. But guess what? They put him in a tomb. You know what? You know what came out? The Lion of Judah. It came out. We do not worship a dead man. We worship a risen, living Savior who right now, as you're hearing this, wherever you're hearing this on the treadmill, in your car, at work, wherever, right now, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And if today is your day, if you get called to heaven today, if you get called, your number's up, you're going to have to stand before him. And you're going to either say, he's going to say, you know, well done, good and faithful servant, or he's going to say, I never knew you. So you have an opportunity. You do. Do you choose to follow him? Now, you've never done that. It's very simple. You got to admit that you're a sinner. You have to admit that you're a sinner. You know, you're not a mistake or in need of a life coach. No, you're a sinner in need of a Savior. You need to know that. You need to believe that Jesus is God. He's it. He is it. You have to truly believe that in your heart, not just saying the words. You have to really lean in and believe it. And then you have to confess him as Lord. And once you confess him as Lord of your life, you say, you know what, God, I can't do this. I need you. It's just you. What do you need? What do you want me to do? I will follow you. At that point, the Holy Spirit's going to come. It's going to take away that old fleshy heart, and it's going to be right in your heart, and it's going to guide and direct you on your path. And then that's it. At that point, then we have to do what this scripture tells us today. We got to go out. We got to start listening and acting. And that's where a lot of Christians get wrong. But you know what? If you're a new Christian, if you just accepted Christ today, you're in a wonderful position, because you're going to have a fire in you. You're going to have a fire to go out and share what wonderful news you have with others. And you also have the Lion within you. And that is awesome. You have the power right now. So if you've done that, if you've said that prayer just now, send us an email, support@thelionwithin.us. Why do I want you to send an email? I want to celebrate with you. I want to send you some resources. I want to jump on a call and give you some areas that's going to help you in your walk. That's it. Because you know what? The attacks are going to come. Satan's going to come after you. You're on the winning team now. You're on the winning team. But the attacks are going to come, and I want to support you in that. So again, support@thelionwithin.us. Send us an email. Love to hear that. And you know what? We'll share that salvation. We'll share those as we get them, as they come in. Because you know what, guys? We are trying to do what we can at The Lion Within Us to spread Jesus, to be the light. And you're listening to this for a reason. If you're still listening to the podcast right now, you're listening to this for a reason. Maybe we're bringing some value to you. Maybe we're bringing some light to your day. That's what it's all about. And guys, we're going to keep doing it. You know, Satan is pushing back hard against us, but we're pushing back even harder. We're not going to stop fighting. We're not going to stop leaning into this because there is a passion. There is, we are doing good and we are trying our best to always do whatever he tells us. And you know what? It is never about me. I can promise you that. It is nothing about Chris. This is all about Jesus. We're just trying to use the lion within us to be his voice, to resonate with people all over the world. I mean, it's crazy how the downloads, how things are working and people are listening. We're just going to keep sharing and we're going to keep giving him all the glory, not us, but him. So thank you guys for listening from the bottom of my heart. It means the world. Leave a rating and review. As I promise you, that does make a difference. If you've done nothing for the Lion Within Us, but listen, just leave a rating and review. That's all I ask. If you want to engage more, join the Lion's Den. That's it. Go to thelionwithin.us, join the Lion's Den. I guarantee you by joining the Lion's Den, we will connect you. I'm going to send you a message. We're going to be getting together. We'll have opportunities to actually jump on a call. Yes, right. An actual call and talk like humans, like we used to do. We're going to actually do that and have a conversation. So join the Lion's Den. Check out some resources, the Bible study, the courses. Guys, all that stuff's there. The 10 scriptures. All that's there on the main site. But join the Lion's Den. It's free. It's an easy way to be part and connected with us because you got a lot of darkness coming at you every day. The Lion Within Us, we're going to try to send you some light, some positivity, some good news so that it supports you in your walk. Because we know you want to be a leader. We know you're searching for truth. And we know you are looking for the confidence to lead your family. We just want to come alongside, put our arm around you and show, hey, you can do this. We're here to help. So guys, thank you. Come on back on Wednesday. Make sure you check out the episode. Hey, if you haven't listened to any of the previous episodes, go back in the catalog. Listen to them, guys. What are you waiting on? We have some really great, outstanding episodes that are live right now. Love for you to go back. Check some of those out. Give us some feedback. Thank you again. Get after it this week. Don't forget to listen, then act. Now get out there and unleash the lion within. Outside of God's word, what should you be reading to grow as a Christian leader? It can be daunting to see all the options available these days. To help bring you some sanity to your search, we compiled all of our featured books of the week so you can make wise choices and strengthen your mind. The topics range from health, wealth, and self, so there's something there for all you guys. Whether you're looking for books for yourself or maybe you're researching ideas for other men, this is going to be a resource that brings you value. So check out thelionwithin.us/book to see what would serve you the best right now and start sharpening your mind to be that leader you're predestined to be. That's thelionwithin.us/book to learn more. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.